The Walton Family Foundation is stepping in with a nearly $100,000 grant to study the options for the future of Lake Bella Vista in Bentonville. The city's original plan had been to use FEMA money to rebuild the failed dam that originally created the lake, but the construction permit for the project expired, voiding FEMA's funding commitment. Through all of this, the Friends of Little Sugar Creek have been advocating for the removal of the dam and even filed a lawsuit to stop its rebuilding at one point. The grant from the Walton Family Foundation will cover the cost of hiring Fayetteville-based Watershed Conservation Resources Center, which specializes in stream restoration, and Arkansas-based Ecological Design Group, which will focus on land use. Here's David Wright, the director of Bentonville Parks and Recreation.
The goal with all of this is to study all of our options and really understand what our possibilities are moving forward. We know that there's basically three options. One is to restore the dam and bring Bella Vista Lake back to what it was 10 years ago. Option two would be to remove the dam completely and have a free-flowing stream. The third option would be to remove the dam and have a free-flowing stream, but yet have a side channel lake connected to that.
David Wright says there are a lot of unknown variables to consider with options two and three.
One perfect example is when we walked the site with the folks from WCRC, you know, one of the things we talked about was if you were to remove the dam, it's not as simple as just taking a bulldozer out there, removing the dam, and letting the water flow. There's a lot of stream bank that needs to be restored, miles of it, you know, for that matter.
He says the study will address several points for each of the three options, including the eventual cost to taxpayers, the impact on the environment, and what any changes will mean for the long-term use of the park for public recreation.
I don't think I'm going out too far on a limb that if you talk to these two groups, they'll recommend that the removal of the dam is the right thing to do. There's other groups out there that are saying that it's okay to rebuild the dam. I think the city and the city council is to the point where we've heard a lot of recommendations. It's time that we, quite frankly, look at these three options and make the best decision for our citizens.
David Wright says the studies by the WRCR and the Ecological Design Group will take about a year to complete. The Lake Bella Vista Dam, the city originally sought to restore, was declared failed in 2008 after it was topped by flooding. Since then, the dam has been topped in 2011, 2013, and 2015, and the dam gates have remained open since the last flooding. Wright says he encourages residents to voice their opinions regarding the future of the park during public input sessions that will take place later. Representatives of Friends of Little Sugar Creek say a study with dam removal as an option is a step they think in the right direction.